You know, the sacrifices I make for you guys, I have tried to be both a mother and a father to you. Sorry, I'm just going back to a George Carlin line. It's Bowerly Loves on News Radio 930 WBEN. So check this out, okay? All day yesterday, I'm waiting to hear from the surgeon. Like, okay, this kidney stone has got to come out. It has to come out. It's just, it's not moving. It has to go out. And I know exactly what's going to happen. The minute I go away to a third world country, it is going to block up certain things, and I'll have to jet my way into Miami somehow. So today, 10 o'clock in the morning, I kid you not, I'm talking to the surgeon's office. Well, we had a cancellation today. Have you eaten anything today? No, I haven't. But I thought, you know what? I can't give Wenger 3 hours notice and say, I'm not going to be in. I couldn't do it. Although, frankly, the thought of the morphine was rather appealing. But I have made the sacrifice for you. Anyway, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Actually, I'm just kidding about the morphine. It doesn't really do anything for me anymore, which probably isn't a good sign. But after 28 procedures in 6 years, I don't think it should be. But anyway, we'll get this bad boy taken care of. For those of you who are anatomically inclined, it's 4 centimeters, and it's stuck in the ureter. And I know exactly what's going to happen. The minute I leave town, it's going to totally block the ureter, and then I'm going to run into problems. So we got to get this bad boy out, and they're working on it. So if I'm not here suddenly someday, all that means is that somebody canceled, and I'm happy as a clam having things jammed into things that having things jammed into where I'm not used to having them jammed into to have it taken out. Those of you who have had kidney stones, you know that they're not particularly pleasant. This one, you know, it's really funny. I mean, look, I just talk about this stuff because it ain't about me as much as it's about you, because at some point, chances are excellent that you're probably going to end up with a kidney stone. And the severe pain was in July. And I'm not exaggerating. I could barely walk to Old Home Days. I could barely do it. I literally had a police escort back to the beer tent. That's how bad I was. I couldn't walk. And then sometimes, like I said, I need a walking stick to balance on. But it's past the kidneys, and it's now in the ureter. And that's the tube that carries, well, you know, pee to where it's supposed to come out of. But anyway, that's the deal. So if I'm out, don't worry about it. I think it would be awesome to do a show while under the effects of Dilaudid and euthanasia. Anesthesia. It would be even better to do it under euthanasia, because it would be 4 hours of literally dead air. But anyway, it's not a big deal. It's not the end of the world. But it's just one of those pain-in-the-butt things that, seriously, now you're going to give me a kidney stone? Really? And I'm sorry, it presented in early July, and it's almost October, and this thing should be out, but it's stuck because nothing ever goes right, you know. Except, you know, the funny thing is, I must tell you, and we should do a show on pain again at some point, but I must tell you that I don't usually catch breaks, okay? But I'm very happy to tell you, I've mentioned this before on the air, that the right eye, which had a complete retinal detachment a couple of years ago, actually is at 20/25 now, uncorrected. And that's so far beyond what anybody expected it to be. And these are guys who deal with eyes all day long, between the cataract guy and between the retina guy, and they can't believe how well the right eye has recovered. Left eye, it's getting there. But I do want to make a suggestion for you. And again, this is one of those pocketbook decisions, and you have to decide what's important to you. But I elected to go with the non-health insurance covered lens, because when it comes to eyesight, I just don't think you mess around. I think when it comes to eyesight, you get the very best you possibly can. So what's really cool, actually, about this whole situation with, this is another deal, with the cataract and the detached retina, is with the repair work that was done, I kind of don't need reading glasses now. And it's, I mean, eventually I might get some with a much lower strength. But I don't know if you're at that age yet where you have a pair of reading glasses in every room. Like, you've got some in the living room, the dining room, the kitchen, the bedroom, the bathroom. And it's kind of cool not to have them at this point. And again, eventually I'll get some low-grade ones, but it's not like it's the end of the world, because that's why God invented cell phones and the camera feature on cell phones. That's why God invented cell phones, because those of us who have a little bit of a problem in the dark with small print are able to just turn up the magnification and be happy little campers. So anyway, I hope you're having a good day, and it's not a bad day at all out there for late September, and it is good to be with you. You have no idea how tempted I am to find out about your experiences with having kidney stones surgically taken out, but that would be very self-centered. So I'm not quite that narcissistic, so if I do anything about that later on today, it's going to be about pain. But I want to do, and I'm doing that because, frankly, it's not painful. It's out of the kidney. It's stuck between the kidney and the urinal. But anyway, was that subtle enough for you? Anyway, I want to first of all thank you for the great show we had yesterday on the way people dress in public. And I also have a confession to make that, as I said yesterday when I went to the eye doctor today, I was wearing my Von Miller jersey and my gray sweatpants, okay? Because I never know what they're going to ask me to do at the doctor's office. It would be highly unusual for the cataract expert to have me bend over on a table. If he did, I'd kind of wonder, but no, so far that hasn't happened. Darn my luck. But anyway, we started talking about this, the whole fashion thing yesterday, and how people dress and whether or not it's appropriate or inappropriate. I was totally inappropriate today. But then again, it's nothing that I said. It's the same thing I said that I would do yesterday when it comes to going to the doctor's office. Casual is as casual does. Thank you very much. And of course, did have to go to the car dealer, because when you least want something like this to happen, it happens. You ever press the button on your ignition and you get that little message on the dashboard that says, time to change the key in your fob? Like, are you kidding me? The time to change the battery in your car key. Like, of all the times, I don't have time for this, but I found time for it, and life is good. Anyway, I've got a recommendation from Netflix that I just stumbled across this morning, because your humble host has been going to sleep earlier and waking up earlier, which is rather unusual for me. But there's a show about Whitey Bulger, the Boston gangster, that is actually, it was a CNN film, which I know, don't hate me. I watched something made by CNN, but it was very informative. I fell asleep in the middle of it, but I can't wait to go back and watch it again. Whitey Bulger was the guy that the feds transferred to a prison, I think in West Virginia, and they wanted him shut up. So the feds made sure he was in a prison, and then the cameras were off so somebody could beat him to death, because Whitey Bulger had a lot of secrets involving the FBI, the very corrupt FBI, I might add, in Boston and probably across the country, and they wanted him shut up, so they made sure that he was taken out by people in prison. I have very little respect for the FBI, and I'm sorry, but I don't. And if you're a special agent, sorry, but you've got information about me. You've seen the file. Impress me. Do something. But anyway, yes, it's one of those very opinionated days. When you give somebody a complete investigation and say, here is what happened, here's who you need to talk to, and they do absolutely nothing, you kind of lose respect for the institution, and I have, for FBI. Sorry, I got no respect for it. But, and I'm sure the feeling may be, actually the feeling is not mutual, because they know I'm right about things, and they just won't do anything about what I was bitching about. So, anyway, We have many things that we're going to get into on WBEN today. One of the things is something I mentioned yesterday, and I want to see if there's any interest in the topic whatsoever. And I think there will be. I want to tell you a personal story, and this is a personal story that I'm only using. Again, here's what I say. The show is not about me, okay? I'm not quite that narcissistic. I'm really not. But something I have noticed is the road rage that is present all over the place. And I had an experience over the weekend that I referenced yesterday. And I was parked at an establishment which has a one-way parking lot. You know, there are arrows pointing, here's the way you go, here's the way you don't go. And I started backing up my car, and this young man with a beard, thin, tan pickup truck. I couldn't tell you the make or model of it because I was kind of taken aback by his behavior. I pointed the other way, like, dude, why are you heading this way? I almost backed into you. You're supposed to be going the other way. And he told me basically to go blank myself. And then he squealed his tires and gunned his engines. And part of me really wishes I would have just gotten the tag and called the cops, but I just didn't feel like it at that point. I had other things I had to do. But have you seen, for no good reason, people acting like orifices on the road as far as road rage? Have you been the victim of road rage? Now, look, I've told you guys this before. If I do something stupid in traffic, and we all do dumb things when we're driving, right? Oh, don't worry. I know what he looks like. I'll catch him at some point. But anyway, when you are driving, we all, including myself, but you've done stupid things. And if I do something stupid on the road, I at least try to give somebody a courtesy wave and, you know, do like the praying hands thing. And I'll roll down the window and say, hey, bro, I am so sorry. I just did not see you. And people are pretty cool with that. Even the most angry person, if you say, hey, man, chill. It was my fault. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. You're right. I apologize. It totally diffuses the situation. But when somebody else does something so stupid, like going the wrong way, even in a parking lot, and then starts telling you to go blank yourself because you're in the right and they're in the wrong, it pisses you off. It upsets you. And I allowed myself about 10 seconds of aggravation and thought, I can turn this into a radio show very easily. So What are you seeing out there on the roads of Western New York? Now, this is not driving pet peeves, because we've done that show a zillion times. This is specifically about road rage. And have you experienced road rage? And I've told you this before. When somebody wrongs me in traffic, I never, ever, ever flip them off, okay? I never, ever, ever yell out the window at anybody because it's not worth it. What I do is I make a joke out of it, and I might mutter some things under my breath. I might laugh. I might say some things that nobody else can hear that are rather on the obscene side about the individual in front of me. I may use some words that I'd get in trouble for using on the radio, not even the FCC-sanctioned words, just the societally sanctioned words. And I'm like, okay, fine, because it's not worth it. Because the older you get, the more you realize what it is worth being upset about and what it is not worth being upset about. There are just certain things that, whatever. Like you're driving and somebody's doing 20 miles an hour on a 40 road and you're like, are you kidding me? And it's always when you're in a hurry. Have you noticed that? That's why I always tell you guys, it's better to be 10 minutes early someplace than 5 minutes late someplace, because it just reduces stress tremendously. But have you had somebody be a jerk in traffic? And let me be a little bit more specific. Be a jerk in traffic, like this young, thin man with the beard in a tan pickup truck on Saturday. Have you been the victim of road rage? Have you been in a situation where you're like, why are you yelling at me? You're the a-hole. Not me. I'm just backing my car up the right way. You're going the wrong way. How come you're telling me to go blank myself? This doesn't make any sense. And then, of course, because obviously he's poorly endowed, he had to squeal his tires and rev his engine like, ooh, I'm impressed. Hey, dude, did you see my car? My car will catch up to your car in about 2 seconds, easy. But anyway, now I sound like an 18-year-old. Sorry. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Uh-oh, going to have to call my computer, babe, because my monitor keeps shutting off here after about 5 minutes. That's awesome. But anyway, 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I sense a call to Liz coming up at about 2:30 this afternoon because I thought we'd had this problem taken care of, but apparently we haven't. I got sick of squiggling my mouse around just to get things going. Have you been yelled at? Have you been flipped off? Have you been even assaulted when you weren't the bad guy? You weren't the bad girl. You were just driving according to the rules, and somebody just gives you a hard time. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, we don't hear as much about road rage as we used to. Maybe you've had an experience with aggressive drivers like I did over the weekend. It wasn't just aggressive driving. It was out and out road rage, and it was wrong. Now, it's so stupid, by the way, if you know anything about the New York mob boss, Paul Castellano. A funny story about Mr. Castellano, and it goes this way. He's driving in traffic with his wife, okay? And these bunch of young yahoos on Staten Island drive past the car and give them all kinds of abuse. So Castellano writes down the plate number and has his cop buddies run the plate. So then Castellano has his boys go out and round up the registered owner and his friends and bring them back to the White House, which is Castellano's residence, was anyway. And they walk into the house, and these young men are soiling themselves because they realize they really messed with the wrong guy. And Castellano says, look, I'm not going to hurt you, but I just want you to remember, when you see an old man driving along with his wife, you had better show respect because I don't want to see your faces again. And they left the room. They left the house, probably having to change underwear and jeans as well. But, you know, you never know who you are going to end up tangling with in a road rage situation. So if you've got, a situation where you've got problems with your anger in traffic, I'm just going to say, I mean, you never know who you're going to end up in a situation with. And, I mean, personally, I mean, road rage is a cowardly thing anyway, because you're in a car, you are secure in your car, you don't have to get out of your car, and to me, road rage is cowardly. It's cowardly. You know, I'm old school. Doesn't matter that I'm old. If you got something to say to me, say it to my face, okay? You might kick my ass, but I'm going to give you a run. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN, because nothing says hello cataract surgery like getting punched in the face. 803-0930 is the phone number. Have you been the victim of a road rage incident? And are you the kind of person who escalates, or are you the kind of person who says, are you bloody kidding me? Because that was me over the weekend. Like, you've got to be. I was angry for about a split second, and then I thought, you know what? It's just not worth it. And yeah, there were 2 seconds where I thought I should really get this guy's tag and follow him and just call the APD and have him pulled over and make sure that they're aware that he's an aggressive driver. But like I said, I wanted to get home and I had some things I had to take care of, so I didn't bother. Have you been the victim of road rage? Now, I would point out that even though I'm old now, I wasn't always old. But as you get older, you hopefully gain wisdom, and you hopefully understand there are things worth fighting over and things not worth fighting over. And some Bearded, thin, young man, roughly 30 years old, brown hair, beard, tan pickup truck. The fact that he's a tool, you know, maybe he's listening to the show because he knows who he is. Because he knows exactly what he did. He was going the wrong way in a parking lot, and I was backing up, and thank God I looked both ways, because otherwise I'd have backed up into him, and he'd have been really upset. And I'd have been really upset, because it wasn't anything I did. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Have you been the victim of somebody who has a wicked temper and manifested itself on the roads and highways and byways of Western New York? Question is, if you're heterosexual, can you still go on a byway, or is that a contradiction of terms? I wonder about these things sometimes very late at night. By the way, don't miss, you don't want to miss, Stevie Nicks with special guest Syl at KeyBank Center coming up on Wednesday, October 4th. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll take your calls coming up. Tell me when you have been the victim of somebody with road rage. And be honest, do you get road rage? I'm going to tell you, it ain't worth it. It's not worth the blood pressure. It's not worth the ramifications. I use that word because it was once used by a member of the Buffalo Board of Education, and I always thought it was kind of ironic that somebody who's on the Board of Education would say ramifications instead of ramifications, but that's just me being me. 803-0930, love me. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Your call's coming up after Mr. Puckett and the 2:30 news on News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, it's awfully nice they don't kiss each other's fannies on the show. I mean, just saying, Tanner and I try not to do that, at least during work hours. Anyway, welcome. It is, Tanner, you okay with that? I mean, is that cool by you? I'm just asking the question, putting it out there.
Oh, yeah, that's quite all right.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. I just didn't want to take liberties, you know. Anyway, hey, what happened to all my calls? What, I go into a break and you guys, like, split on me? Stupid text board. I don't read the text board, by the way, so don't even, it's just anything you send to the text board for me, it goes into the abyss. I don't read it. Alan reads it for traffic. I don't read it. I find it counterproductive to talk radio, frankly. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. We are talking about whether or not you are Canadian. Now, we're talking about your incidents where you have been the victim of road rage. And you might be, and here's the thing about road rage, is you can be completely in the right, but the person with road rage, and I don't know if this dude was drunk or on meth or whatever, but it's usually like you're not doing anything wrong, but you end up being on the receiving end of a finger, or even worse. I was told to go blank myself, which usually those are trigger words for me, but I just laughed, like, really? I mean, seriously? 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Those are the numbers. I had almost a full board of calls heading into the break, and then you all dumped me and dropped me like a hot potato, which I really don't appreciate. And, you know, kind of, it gives me talk show rage, which isn't really a good thing. So be honest. Have you been the victim? Have you been on the other end of, or on the receiving end, I should say, of road rage? And did you deserve it? Be honest. Did you deserve to be the victim of the road rage? And I can honestly tell you that over the weekend, I did nothing wrong. I was backing up my car in accordance with direction of traffic flow, and this guy was going the wrong way, and I'm the bad guy? I get the finger? I get told to go blank myself? Come on. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Come on, chop, chop. Let's get these calls back lined up. You were all lined up, and then you deserted me like a bunch of harlots, which I don't much appreciate. 803. I've never used that word on the air ever. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Where did it happen to you? Did it happen at a stop sign? Did it happen on one of the interstates? Did it happen in a parking lot? And by the way, road rage in a parking lot, if you're the road rager, you're really stupid because you have no idea who you are being road ragey at and whether they are going to pull alongside of you and make your life hell. Because you don't know, you have no idea who is in that car. I mean, you don't know if you have just exercised road rage on a violent felon or somebody with a baseball bat in the back seat for exactly those occasions. You have no idea. It's one of the stupidest things ever. You don't know if somebody is 5'1" or 6'5". You have no clue if you are the one who is going to start up with the road rage. Let's get to the calls on WB 803-0930. Star 930 1-800-616-WBEN. John in Lackawanna, you are on. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, as you were saying, I drive for a municipality. I drive handicap accessible vehicles, and I get used up from about 5 in the morning till about 2 in the afternoon by people, and I can't fire back not one iota because I'm a rolling billboard with precious cargo. But
on the other hand, you could be giving the senior citizens the thrill of a lifetime. So there's that.
It could be, but I have telemetry on my van, and there's audio and video being recorded.
Ah, well, that takes the fun out of everything. So what has happened to you being the driver of a handicap accessible van?
Oh, like I've pulled up in front of residences, in front of apartment buildings, supermarkets, you name it. And if somebody deems that I'm in the way, I have caught everything from fingers to people banging on the side of my vehicle to people blocking me in just because they're upset with me.
That's really rude. I mean, one would think that a handicap van would be along the lines of an ambulance. Clearly, you are serving a purpose and doing a service for people who can no longer do it for themselves, and you're trying to do them a solid by being as close to some place as you possibly can. When you look back on your driving abilities, your skills, your placement of vehicle, in all honesty, is there anything you've done wrong?
Oh, yeah. There's times where I've basically said, okay, I know this is going to be bad, but I put my client number one and everyone else can take a back seat.
So tell me something. With all of the recording devices on your van, are you able to go back and get the plate numbers of the people who have given you a hard time?
Yeah, that's all you got to do is basically have it, basically write it down. So it's time stamped. So they can go right back and figure it out.
So what have you done with that information from the tags? Have you called the police? Have you ever heard back? Like, yeah, we talked to that person and they're aware of what they did and they promised with tears they'll never do it again.
When somebody does that, I call my direct supervisor, my controllers, which are downtown Buffalo. And they send it to the powers that be to review the audio and video and if any other action is deemed necessary.
So how often does this happen to you? Because I find probably about once a month I'm the victim of road rage. And I define road rage as I'm not doing anything wrong. I mean, I'm just like, you know, doing my thing, and it's not like I'm doing 50 miles an hour in a 65 zone. It's not like I'm in the left-hand lane doing 20 miles an hour on the thruway, or in the case last weekend, even heading the wrong way.
Oh, we're talking daily.
On a daily basis? What's the worst, without using any polysyllabic swear words, what's the worst road rage you've encountered?
A gentleman who, again, didn't think I was going fast enough, and he followed me into a parking lot and got right up to my driver window, was banging on it, swearing, what have you. He probably was not having the greatest day, and whatever, me doing 3 miles an hour under the speed limit triggered it.
Well, that's super stupid, because obviously if the guy was in that much of a hurry, how come he had the time to follow you to where you were going and then get out of his car and bang on your window? If he was in that much of a hurry, he should have been happy you got out of the way.
Yeah, I called transit police, and they came flying. So
did they get
him? Nice talking to.
Well, don't just leave me hanging like this. Come on, this is like a two-part episode of Dragnet, to be continued next week. Did the cops catch him?
Oh, they caught him. He was still on scene.
Oh, did he get busted?
They put him in the back of the car. Whether they charged him or not, or just let him cool down, I don't know.
Did they review the video evidence? Was it able to be reviewed, whatever format you happen to use?
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. Dude, that's awesome. That is instant justice. And how many people were in your van at the time of this horrible incident?
I had one wheelchair bound client in my van.
Wow. And how were they? Were they conscious? Were they sentient?
They were shook. They were shook.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, who needs that? I mean, I'm sorry, but if you're using a service like that, clearly you're not in the best of health. You are not mobile as you used to be, not as flexible as you used to be. That really sucks, bro.
Yeah, I tell you, but it's, it's fulfilling work, and I've been doing it over 10 years, and got 15 more before I can get out.
Hey. That's a long time, my friend. It's a long time. So tell me something. On a daily basis, this happens. That was the most serious thing that happened to you, somebody actually getting out of the van. But, I mean, let's just walk through this for just a moment. Somebody gets out of their car, approaches your van, and they saw you, no doubt, calling the police, and they stayed there anyway?
Yeah.
That is a special kind of stupid.
Yeah, because they didn't think they were doing anything wrong.
Okay, accosting a handicapped van is definitely doing something wrong. I don't care if you're doing 20 miles an hour. You might have had somebody in the van going through cardiac arrest.
It's happened.
I don't doubt it's happened. You got a tough job, my friend. What is your... since you drive so much... Look, I know that people do stupid things on the road, but many years ago, I decided that road rage was really pretty stupid, so I try to make a joke out of it and just talk to myself about it, or, you know, I'll call somebody on the phone and say, you are never going to believe what just happened to me. And the second word I use is stick. The first word I can't say on the radio. You know what it is.
I understand. I call them Richard Craniums.
I'm a little bit more, obscene than you, but you're a better person, I think, for it. Thank you very much. What would you say, what is your advice to people who are tempted to give vent to their road rage and take it out on your van?
Understand that it could be, one day it could be you, your mother, your grandmother, in that same vehicle that you're accosting, so karma,
Vanma as well. Can't forget Vanma, not to be confused with Venmo.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Great first call. I appreciate it. Have you been the victim of road rage? Have you been the victim? I was a victim of road rage over the weekend, backing up out of a parking spot and the parking lot went one way. It's very clearly marked. It goes one way. And all I did was point to the guy as in, hey, dude, you're going the wrong way, because I didn't want to see him get head-on collisioned with another vehicle. And he, I think he flipped me off, and he also told me to go blank myself. And I'm just like, I'm sitting there saying, seriously, dude? Really? And I did have some thoughts, but I decided I rather would just go home and do what I had to do. But it would have been a fun chase, because there's no way he was going to outrace my car. No way. That doesn't happen. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. 803-0930. Have you been the victim of road rage? Oh, I put it in sport turbo. Nothing catches it. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Do we have any? How many of you? We have a lot of truck drivers, over-the-road truckers who listen to the show. I'm sure we have a lot of Amazon drivers, UPS drivers, and FedEx drivers, and DHL drivers out there. You have got to see the worst of the worst when it comes to road rage, because, let's face it, you're looking for an address, okay? And the weather isn't always like it is right now. I mean, the weather could be perfectly tranquil and everything else, yet you are trying to find an address, so you're going a little bit slow, and you probably get people behind you honking their horn and everything else. Maybe you used to drive professionally, and you've got some stories to tell. And how about 18-wheelers? I mean, personally, I think it takes a special kind of stupidity to challenge an 18-wheel driver on the road, because, you know, these guys have seen it all, they've driven it all, and they're probably former longshoremen who could pick you up with their pinky and just like use you like a marionette. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, if and all I would have done had I chosen to do so is pursued the vehicle, I would have called Amherst PD, phoned in the plate, stayed with the vehicle to report its condition or its location, and then wait for the cops to come and then say, yeah, here's what happened. I know you didn't see it, so you can't really do anything, but you might want to talk to him about maybe a little bit of respect, okay, and a little bit of common sense on the road, because this dude was so in the wrong. I was so in the right, and I like being able to say that. I'm not going to lie. Here is Steve, because I can never say that with a woman, because another thing I've learned in life, women are always right, okay? Guys, just keep that in mind. It doesn't mean you're whipped. It just means you're going to be a happier person for it. You're on WBEN. Welcome.
Thank you. I had last Tuesday, I was doing some deliveries, and I had a gentleman in a wheelchair at a particular intersection in Buffalo attacked the side of my car with his, he started kicking it and punching the glass because as I was trying to make a left-hand turn, he bumped into the front of my car as I was stopped behind the line and felt as if it was my fault and proceeded to assault my vehicle.
I believe that person was probably not only physically incapacitated but mentally ill.
Oh, I would concur, and which is why I followed our wonderful state's laws and proceeded to flee, as I was able to do because I was in a vehicle.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you are under direct assault in the vehicle, as far as I know, you're under no obligation to sit there and take it. As long as you can safely proceed through the intersection, you do it. And if you get pulled over, you explain the situation to the officer, say, hey, I was taking evasive action from an imminent assault. Would you prefer I shoot him?
Exactly. Hello? It was a very Hello? Unique experience. Hello?
I lost you. Steve, are you there?
Sorry. I am, but...
Tanner, what's going on, man?
Probably right, just
Steve,
reception.
Steve, if you have something else to say, call back, bro, because, I don't know, you just went, the line went dead suddenly. Well, that was unfortunate. Yeah, Steve, call back if you'd like. So if you're on hold, do me a solid and stay there. I know it's a 10-minute wait. I'm sorry about that. I can't do anything about how long the hold time is other than expedite calls as quickly as I possibly can. Have you been the victim of road rage? Happened to me over the weekend, totally uncalled for. Young man, probably 25 to 30.